Is it time for a podcast already?
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2.
I go to your seat, lady, cause this one's a screamer.
I didn't know that.
Ho, 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 listeners. Welcome back to the Garlic Jar Podcast Show. Yeah, it's a little corny in the beginning, but, you know, we have to start off on the right Christmas note, you know. We're a couple days away here from the big countdown, the big man coming down our chimneys pretty soon. So, I mean, hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. I hope everybody's been safe. They've been doing a lot of their shopping, getting things done, getting their work all situated, and, of course, getting school out of the way. So, with that being said, it's me and Zach here tonight. I know that, like I said, usually it's a trio. We usually have Jenna on with us, but Jenna is MIA tonight. She'll be with us next week when we start talking about our Marvel episode, which we have a lot of information coming up towards the end. So, stay tuned for that. But, yo, Zach, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
All right, man. Yo, it's been... I feel like we're dusting off cobwebs in here.
Like, yeah, it's been a minute.
Right? I think the last... I want to say probably the last episode I think we tried at least recording was probably back around Halloween, wasn't it? And I think we had a technical difficulty, which was kind of funny because Mischief Night, of all times to have a technical difficulty, why have it on Mischief Night, right?
Yeah, no, right.
So, well, wait, now the listeners are going to appreciate this a little bit better now too. Because even that we had that technical difficulty, we tried recording another episode, and then we had a technical difficulty with the computer going down. So what happened was, all the files, all the important recording data folders, they were on the desktop. Everything else was salvaged, like the apps and stuff, but anything on the desktop was ridded because of a stupid Windows 11 upgrade. And... I mean, oh man, you know my position on Windows 11. I've been talking to you about this now for how long?
Yeah, I warned you not to do it.
I know. It's like you gotta wait until the bugs are fixed. You know?
Yep. Whenever there's a new Microsoft update like that for a new Windows coming out, don't immediately upgrade.
Yep. And I feel like I'm one of the few, because I mean, researching it, I did see that there were people that had similar incidents, but not with my specific files, like different pieces of hardware, difficulties and malfunctions elsewhere on their computers. But anyway, yeah, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back.
Yep.
So everything's been good with you. You've been working. I'm done now. I'm on a little holiday break. We had a pretty damn good weekend. And just to fill everybody in, yo, we saw the new Spider-Man film.
I saw it twice.
As did I. And even though that we're not here...
I forgot you went Sunday. Yep.
Yeah, I went Sunday at 11:45. And that was just an awful, awful experience. Like, I feel like I want to save that for next week's reminisce. But, I mean, it was just an awful experience at the 11:45 show. But going to Cinemark with you guys, that was so much better.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go to Regal.
So maybe we should keep that until next week. But yeah, we did get to see the movie. I think that was probably like the highlight point right now of the holiday break. Like, we got that out of our system. We got to see it. It was awesome. The reviews are fantastic. And before you listen to next week's episode, make sure you go see it. Tune in with us. We're going to break everything down. We got a lot of Easter eggs, and we have a special guest coming on with us next week. So I think that's going to be pretty good. But tonight is all about the Christmas mood, you know, and a big shout out. Zach, I know that you saw it. I know with your time and the schedule, we were trying to get down there as quick as we could because they had a deadline. And even Zach could vouch for this. Back in September, around the Labor Day weekend, we had a giveaway, and it was for a lottery giveaway, a lottery ticket basket that was donated to us. And what we did, hang on 1 second here. What we did was we sold tickets, and what we made off of the tickets, pretty much we gathered it all up, we stashed it, and we bought a loot of toys for Toys for Tots.
Hell yeah!
So this past weekend, we went down, We delivered the toys, and safely, they were received and taken Wednesday to the right sources. So I feel pretty good about that. And I think you do, too. I think Jenna does. That was a pretty good thing that we did this year for the podcast.
Definitely.
So at least, you know, some kids are going to get a toy. And we made that possible. And so did you guys, the listeners that bought the tickets. You made it more possible. So with Christmas coming around, what's on your list? I mean, I got to ask you, I mean, what are you expecting this year? Are you asking for anything? Some hot ticket items? Some big things?
I mean,
what's on your list? What do you want Santa to get you?
Certain circumstances are, you know, in place, right. But I would ideally like a PS5.
Ooh.
But
yeah, I think that's definitely a hot item.
If I got, I kind of want to get like one of those bars for the back of my truck.
Okay.
To stop like stuff from rolling around in the back, like in the back bed.
Yeah.
But other than
your truck has come along pretty well, my friend. I mean, that thing is looking.
it's not done yet.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what though, it's a pretty sexy vehicle.
Wait till the rims are black.
Oh, you're doing the rims too, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. That's probably a summer gig, nice. Right?
Quick crack right there.
Ooh, I heard that. What are you drinking?
Mike's.
Ooh, Mike's. Actually, that's a pretty good point to come in here. What are we drinking? So, you're drinking Mike's. I'm going with the traditional holiday drink here. I'm going with the eggnog. And yes, there is rum in this eggnog. I didn't put bourbon in because I wasn't in the bourbon feel, so I put rum in it. But, yeah, I am drinking the traditional eggnog.
Special shout out to the Susquehanna Brewing Company. Their new ale is really good.
Oh. Which one is that now?
SBC Orange.
Orange is the new ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really cool beer. I got hooked on that. One of my buddies.
It's got a little weird aftertaste going down, but you get used to that after a while.
Mm-hmm. I think once you get past a couple of the sips, because initially, it doesn't come off sweet to me.
It gets sweeter as you drink it.
It gets 100%. Sweeter as you drink it, right?
Yeah, no, 100%.
That was my feel for it. Like, it didn't initially hit me sweet, but the more you drink it, it's got a sweeter feel. Yeah, definitely. Kudos to that one. That's a good one. I'm glad that you took that recommendation. We were down there. We bought that beer. What was the other beers that you bought, too? I can't remember.
Smirnoff, Ice Red, White, and Berry. That's amazing. It's my favorite Smirnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Then just some other mics, like the lemonade.
And the malt beverages, I guess you can't go wrong with them.
No.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, for Christmas this year, I mean, I really didn't go big or go home with this year. I didn't have a lot on my list.
I didn't either.
Uh-uh. And honestly, like, you know, even if you ask me right now, like, what do you want? I mean, simple. I mean, I could use a new headset for my Xbox. That's probably about it. Other than that, I don't care. Clothes, socks,
I just want some sweater. Fucking relaxation, man.
Yeah, you know, I just want that peace and quiet. I want that time, you know?
That's what I want.
Let me finish out watching some of the Christmas movies. Let me watch, you know, or try to catch up on some of the stuff that's on the streaming platforms.
Speaking of which, real quick, off topic, did you watch South Park yet?
I got the first one in. I didn't get the second one. So I'm hoping to get the second one in. Yeah, I'm going to get the second one in tonight.
Better.
Yeah. Now, from what I saw of the first one, my reaction was like, oh my God. You know?
Oh, you're...
So, but again, that's going to come into play, and we're going to talk about that next week, too. Because we definitely have to wait for Jenna on that one.
you're in for a treat, buddy.
Yeah, so the second one I'll definitely start tonight. Probably when we get off the podcast, so.
I would.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, my Christmas list wasn't heavy this year. I mean, nor do I ever think it is. I mean, like I said, just keep it simple, you know? Keep it at a reasonable budget.
I don't really go too overboard.
Gift cards, money. I mean, it's, hey, a Lego set's not too bad either, you know, here and there.
Yeah, well, the Lego set that I would want for Christmas is way out of budget, so.
Well, I mean, the one that I was kind of looking forward to, I was kind of thinking about trying to get for Christmas, is currently out of stock. It's on the
Surprise.
It's on the Lego Ideas page. You probably already know what it is because I already talked to you about it. And I, the reason I'm bringing this up now, too, is because I had a couple of my cousins that were asking me, you know, is it available? Is there any way that you could get it? Because they know that I, you know, I buy Lego. I I do a lot with eBay and stuff like that. I try to sell Legos and buy Legos. And it's a nice little side project. But, yeah, the one that I was looking for was the Lego Idea Home Alone. Mm-hmm. And my thing was, like, I wasn't contemplating on actually building it. Even when I did buy it, I think that's something, or that's probably one set I would keep in box just to watch over the years to see how much it's going to grow in value. Because those Lego Idea sets, they do go for heavy money. Like, I mean, I'm looking at mm-hmm. Idea sets that were released, like, 5 years ago. And, I mean, it's astronomical that people are asking $600, $700, almost $1,200 for a set, you know?
Yep.
And it's all because it's retired and it's not produced anymore. So it just shows you that that's the collector aspect of Lego, that's, that people buy the sets.
That's because they put all of their resources into every single Lego brand except for Star Wars.
Yep.
That's not what I said. Fuck you, Lego.
Well, we do have our little... our little picks at them. We do wish that there could be better times and better things they could incorporate. But I did like the Home Alone set that they did bring out. I mean, it's the McAllister house. And, I mean, just from looking at the pictures, I mean, anybody that could look at it, I think you'd be pretty satisfied with it, that it's honestly well-designed, it's detailed. I mean, hell, it's replicating the movie. It's that classic movie. And speaking of Home Alone, because this is part of our Christmas shenanigans tonight. Talking about the McAllisters and talking about the Home Alone movie. What, first off, did you ever see Home Alone?
Of course.
Okay, so, right, you know this kid goes on a rampage, booby traps the hell out of the house just to get these two robbers, you know? And actually, yeah. I shouldn't even call them robbers. They're bandits. They're the wet bandits in the first movie. And, I mean, he booby traps that house, like, from top to bottom, you know? And, I mean, I get a kick out of it, because even some of those incorporations, like the booby trap setups, are in the set, and I can't get over how detailed they are. Like, for example, like the paint cans, the tarantula, the part where they're down in the basement where Marv's got the frickin', the tar on his foot, the blowtorch in the back door. I mean, it's just small things like that, that, like, oh man, it's so cool. But anyway, going back to the movie, it always made me wonder, what the hell did Mr. McAllister do? Like, what was his occupation? What, where did he work? Because, I mean, it's a nice house. I mean, you could tell they're in a very well, well-set neighborhood there around, and I mean, nice houses, looks like a friendly neighborhood. But, I mean, a lot of people in that house. And then you're taking a family to Paris on vacation? I mean, well, actually, no. Was that the first one? No, I think they were going to... where were they going in the first one? Yeah, I think they were going to Paris in the first one, weren't they?
Pretty sure they were going to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. I could be wrong on that. People might massacre me for that one. But, yeah, what the hell did Mr. McAllister do? Like, did you ever think about that? Like, I mean, they're rich, man. You know, like, I mean, you never hear anything in the movie, though, like, what he does. So, like, I mean, if you were to think about this, Zach, right? If you could say, all right, let's think of one or two things. What does Mr. McAllister do for a living? What would you think? If you saw, like, the movie, you were trying to look for a little details in there, what would you think he is?
I don't know.
You think he's a teacher?
I think he'd have to be something with very, like, high money.
Okay.
So maybe like a CEO of some business or something.
Okay, CEO. That's maybe not a bad, like that's that. Not a bad idea. I didn't think about that one. Okay. I would be thinking, I don't know. Businessman is probably what he is, but we just don't know what business. Yeah. But there was one thing that I did see on here that they speculated. I guess somebody on Reddit broke this down. And of course, there's no solidified proof of Mr. McAllister, but they think that the mother was a fashion designer, and the reason for that was because of all the mannequins in the house and all the setups upstairs in the attic, how she had dresses on the mannequins and stuff.
Yeah.
There's that aspect where they think that Mrs. McAllister may have been a fashionista, a fashion model designer or something like that, or a clothing designer. But I think maybe on the other hand, maybe Mr. McAllister is a stockbroker, right?
That was my other guess. He probably could be. I feel like that'd be more likely.
Either way, I mean, they're pretty set up in that film. I mean, it's a hell of a house. They got all the kids in there. I mean, there's got to be like 12 or 13 of them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Uncle Frank the Mooch, you know? But, yeah. That always dawned on me. Like, what the hell did this guy do? What was his occupation? What does he do for a living? But, yeah. I think out of the Home Alone movies, the first one's always the best, but the second one is good, too. So, well, that gets us past the Home Alone mark. I guess we could stop talking about that. We could go on to a couple other shenanigans here. So,
I got a real quick shout out here.
Go ahead.
Completely off topic, but quick shout out to my Penn State boy, fucking Micah Parsons, rookie, for making the Pro Bowl this year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Even though he's on the NFL team that I absolutely despise.
And congrats. Hey, you know, you have a player that young that makes it to the Pro Bowl. That's a pretty goddamn big accomplishment.
Yep. So he's actually in talks of Defensive Player of the Year as a rookie.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think we could congratulate you, too, on your Eagles. You guys have solidified your first round pick. Being that Carson Wentz did meet the time.
Don't worry, I'm sure we'll find some fifth-round draft pick that doesn't have any meaning in the first round, like we do every year.
Well, don't be like that. Think positive.
I'm going to be like that. Listen, no. You cannot, it is impossible to think positive when Howie Roseman's your fucking GM and going into a draft.
Oh, man, here we go again.
What do you mean, here we go again? Do you realize the receivers that he passed up that we could have had right now?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
DK Metcalf. Shall I keep going?
No, I think I get where you're coming from. I mean, you're hoping that the next best pick is hopefully for this year.
An actual draft pick? Yeah. I wish. You know what? I'm changing my Christmas list. That's what I want for Christmas. I want Howie to make a good pick.
All right. So you can only have you can have one. Okay, you can have one or the other. All right. So is it the accessory for the truck or is it the draft pick? Can't have both.
Am I sober or drunk making this pick?
Sober pick.
The truck.
Okay.
Because Howie would never draft the right person.
So you're thinking logically. Well, I mean, listen, we tanked too. We got the first round draft pick. We got the first round draft again. Congratulations, Jacksonville. Hey, you know what? That's the story of my life. It's
your team is just a mess.
It is. It's garbage. It is absolute garbage. I mean, what came good of this season? We fired Urban Meyer. And you know what? It should have happened a long time ago.
You fired the best kicker around.
Yeah. Yeah. We fired Urban Meyer. And honestly, I thought it would have got better. I think that could have came sooner, in my opinion. I was really hoping they were going to release him way before.
I will say.
Go ahead.
At the end of this year.
Yep.
If you guys were smart, I would actively pursue Byron Leftwich.
As a coach.
As a head coach.
And I've seen his name on the list.
I would.
I never liked him as a quarterback there. So that's kind of why I'm kind of putting question marks on it.
Well, where's all that optimism you were just throwing at me?
Well, I'm just saying it from firsthand experience of watching Leftwich. I mean, I can remember those days, and it's like it wasn't pretty impressive football, you know.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, thank the Lord we had David Garrard come in for Leftwich, because that was the saving grace right there of a QB situation. I've heard that Leftwich's name is really, really high on the aspects of a possible pick. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes. you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm way over football right now. Like, I don't care now until draft. Like, anything could happen right now with these last 3 weeks of games. And speaking of, you know, it's kind of unsettling because it's like, I feel like we're backtracking now. Like, sports is getting really, really iffy, and it's getting nailed with the COVID restrictions. And I what did I just see? Did NHL postpone?
Yeah, NHL postponed until the 26th.
I saw that. I was like, oh my lord. I mean,
there's certain teams that are still playing, but the majority of it got postponed.
And that's all because there's high spikes in COVID cases with those teams, right?
Certain teams, yeah. It's kind of weird because certain teams that got postponed don't have a lot of cases.
Like, yeah,
some don't have them at all. It's just the teams that they were supposed to play.
Right.
I had a bunch of them. And that's kind of the situation the Flyers are in right now. Like, the Flyers have none.
How about the NBA? Did the NBA postpone anything, or?
I don't think so. Let me check. I want to say no, but I could be wrong.
Because I really haven't been following the NBA side. I've kind of been, not lying, I'm been kind of,
well,
backtracking on sports a little bit.
My Sixers beat your Celtics on Monday, so.
That's not a shock. That's definitely not a shock.
They're not postponing, like, all the teams, just teams that, like, it's the same thing with the NHL.
Gotcha.
So, like, teams that are, that have high cases.
Certain teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, on Sunday, last Sunday, the Sixers and Pelicans game got postponed because the Pelicans got a lot of shit. A lot of their players. So it's certain games here and there. It's not, I mean, there's still games going on right now. I mean, Celtics are playing right now.
Speaking of sports and why we're on the topic, how did you feel about that last night? Like, that's got to be weird. Like, would you ever think that you'd be watching, like, a primetime game that should have been your Monday nighter, right?
It was supposed to be played on Sunday.
Or a Sunday night, right? It was a Sunday night game, though, wasn't it?
Here's my thing. It was an afternoon game at 1.
It was an afternoon game, okay.
But here's my thing. So, you have one team that followed all the rules, had no COVID cases, right?
Okay.
Maybe one here or there, which is fine. You're still able to play. You follow all the restrictions, you follow all the rules. And on the other hand, the team that they're playing doesn't follow the rules and gets a COVID outbreak.
Okay.
So now you're going to punish the team that followed all the rules.
Right.
Just so the team that didn't follow the rules can get certain players back? Fuck you. Like, no. That doesn't work. Play the fucking game on Sunday.
So you kind of feel like, even though that some of these players are postponed, use what you have. Like, call a practice squad.
That's what you have the fucking practice squad for.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't punish a team for following the fucking rules. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That just does not, no. That's the opposite of what, you know, like.
No, I could kind of side with you on that because, you know, like, listen, it'd just be like in baseball. You know, if they knew a player was going to be out, the next thing that they're doing is they're reaching out for, like, the minors, you know?
And even, like, because there was tweets on from the Eagles players about it.
Right.
Let's see if I can find it. Hold on.
No, I kind of agree with you on that. Utilize what you have. You have a practice squad. You have available players ready to go. I mean, it kind of just shows, like, do the teams not entrust what they have in practice squad, that it's not good enough? But at the same time, it should be, because that's what you have to utilize. That's your resources. That's your team.
Yeah, so right here, Rodney McLeod, if you don't know who that is, Eagles starting safety.
Mm-hmm.
Great player, great respectable team captain.
Got ya.
Tweeted 5 days ago before when it got announced that it was being moved to Tuesday. And quote, "So we have to suffer and compromise our schedule because another team's mistake. Make it make sense." Shaking my head.
Okay.
So,
I kind of get where you're going with that.
I just don't understand how you can punish a team for following the rules. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I'm sorry, but.
Well, I hope the Christmas season gets a little bit better with the last remaining sports games. I mean, we're going to be going into January. We'll have a couple weeks there, the remaining games on the schedule. So, could only hope that things kind of dwindle down and they just get the games in, you know? Get the games in and get the playoffs going.
Yep.
So, well, I think another part before we go to break, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up, And this always bugged me throughout the years around Christmas time. You know, you'd hear it in carols, and then you'd kind of, I mean, just even sometimes you'd see it come up just from searches. Like if you just go to recipe pages or just anything in general, I mean. But what the hell is figgy pudding? Figgy pudding, man.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, so like the Christmas carol. So it's, bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding, right? So that would be in the Christmas carol of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. So there's that part where, well, bring us some figgy pudding. I mean, I always kind of thought to myself, and this was over the years, like, what the hell was it? So, and I'm not lying. I mean, this is probably the first year that I'm actually going to Google and saying, you know what? What is figgy pudding? You know? I mean, my gut is telling me that it's something probably English or German. Because some stuff, I mean, a lot of stuff originates from, you know, the English and Germanic cultures and Christmas. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would ever eat it, but it's like boiled pudding made with flour, suet, figs, and other dried fruit. To me, I mean, Jesus, why even make the figgy pudding? Why don't you just make the fruitcake? I mean, I think that's more traditional. I think a lot of people, I mean, who really makes figgy pudding, you know? To me, that's like somebody going out saying that they're making spotted dick for dinner, you know? I mean, it's not that traditional of a meal anymore. Like, I think figgy pudding is a little behind in times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
don't laugh. There is such thing as spotted dick.
I'm not laughing at that. I just, people on Twitter blow my mind.
Are they talking about spotted dick?
No.
Okay.
This dude tweeted Aaron Rodgers, and it is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
COVID toe, actually. That's what we call him now.
This guy says, quote, Aaron Rodgers is a victim of cancel culture. It's so obvious, but people refuse to accept it. Just look at how hard the NFL and the Packers have come down on him. No longer can make money. Someone responded and said, sad, he's been so devalued that he might, checks notes, win MVP.
You know, it's kind of funny, like, so much backlash, and it's like, like, you know, I don't know. I think that was, to me, like, this all seems like it was all part of the plan, you know? And I hate to say it, because I still think there's a little part of me that still says the NFL's rigged.
Oh, it is. It's 100% rigged.
And
I'm
think,
you,
what better story
you,
to circulate
Bucks
around
Bucks,
Aaron Rodgers?
Bucks and Patriots in the Super Bowl this year, I'm telling you.
No, you, listen, you can't do that, because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was the big story, so you can't leave him out.
Nope, Bucks and Patriots. Brady versus the Patriots. That's how it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
You really think so?
Yep.
Okay.
They're setting it up perfectly.
I don't know. I think it's going to be... Well, let me ask you this. Who's going to have that NFC Championship game? Who's the match going to be?
It's going to be the Bucks and Packers.
Okay. See, that's where I'm trying to think. I mean, I would probably say in... I don't know. I think Rodgers could push through. I mean, listen, we just watched probably one of the worst stints of Tom Brady last week.
Okay, well, look at it this way. Also, Brady doesn't lose to the same team twice unless it's the Saints.
Listen,
the Saints are the only team that he's ever lost to twice in a season in his entire career before.
My dogs are barking right now, and they're telling me, make sure I say this on air, that yes, the best play that Tom Brady played last week was breaking the Microsoft Surface. On the sideline. That was the best play of the game.
We're not going to talk about that game because I lost two fantasy starters in that game for the rest of the year. So
that is awful.
We're going to keep going.
Okay. But I got them. I got you, girls. But, that was just... Talk about watching a decline. I mean, you would never think that you'd see that in... This is not the Tom Brady you know. You know? Like, is he becoming human? Are we actually seeing the demise now?
What happens when he has nobody to throw to.
Yeah, there is the decrease of talent. So,
shout out to the Saints for tearing Chris Godwin's ACL on a really dirty play.
Yeah,
because you know the NFL wants to take it hits away from the head, but not the knees. Even though that makes that entire receiver's career speed.
Well, the CTE is a very serious subject in the NFL.
I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying when you have positions that are built around speed and guys that have built careers around speed, such as wide receivers, such as Chris Godwin, and you take a helmet to the knee, causing the knee to bend inward.
Right, right.
At an awkward angle, coming down from catching a ball in the air, and he tears his ACL, and there's nothing he can do to protect himself.
Right.
It's kind of shitty.
No, I hear you. Makes sense. No, it does. It makes sense. I could agree with you on that 100%. So, well, I mean, the only other thing I had on my list here besides looking at Figgy Pudding was, you know, the other one that kind of brought, that kind of came up into conversation. I remember this was a kind of a back and forth last year. I just don't think we've ever acknowledged it, but like the Yuletide log, you know, if you think about like what the hell a Yuletide log is, first thing I always think about is going back to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. When you got Chevy Chase, you got Clark Griswold in the department store there with Mary. And then he's talking, you know, about the Yuletide log. He's like, I have a log. I mean, not my log, you know. He's going on about that. But, you know, let me just put it this way. There is such thing as a Yuletide or a Yule log. And what they refer to that is it's actually a Christmas block. It's specifically, specially selected log burnt on hearth as a winter tradition in regions of Europe, particularly, and just like what I just told you about how the English, you know, a lot of this stuff kind of originates from them over in Europe and Germany. Mm-hmm. But this is more particularly in the United Kingdom that they burn a specific block of a log burnt as a hearth during a winter tradition. And now sometimes they even do that over here. You could actually buy the Yule logs at certain stores. I know that one place up here, up on the highway, Home Depot and Lowe's, they do sell Yule logs. It's just specific wood. It's probably, I don't know what's so special about it, but it's probably a earthy piece of wood that you could burn in your fire pits. And yeah, they do sell them. So, but yeah, that's what a Yule log is, the Yuletide log. So now you know. All right, so with that being said, we are going to take a quick little break. And when we get back, we're going to have a little bit more Christmas shenanigans. I think my wife's going to come on. So that might be pretty cool. We'll see what happens. But yeah, sit back, refill your glasses. I always tell people, refill the snack bowl. But we will be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. We're just joining after that break that we just had. I just refilled the eggnog. I didn't go with the snack tonight, so no snack bowls in here. Don't need it. But Zach, did you get yourself a refill too? There it is.
Yeah.
So we are joined with another person here right now. So we do have my wife, Lauren. She is joining us here tonight.
Hello.
So she's been with us the past few episodes, so she's going to help us finish out the last couple Christmas shenanigans that we have. But I think before we get into that, we just saw something over social media that I think we should bring up, because we did talk early on about Spider-Man, and we are going to be talking about our Marvel episode next week coming up, where we're going to have a breakdown of it. Zach, I'm going to let you take that away, because you brought that to my attention, because apparently this did break today, or tonight.
Broke 10 hours ago. Okay. So before, I'll just say this. If you haven't seen the new Spider-Man, spoilers at the end, stop listening now if you don't want it spoiled. That was your spoiler warning. The new Strange movie that was teased at the end after the end credits is going to be in theaters May 6th of next year.
So
not March like it was rumored. But May 6th.
Yep. I think it was originally, I want to say it was March. Hang on, because I think I had the date marked. I wanted to say it was March 10th. March 9th or 10th.
It was somewhere around there. It was rumored to come out. But yep. It's on the official Marvel Studios Twitter. May 6th.
That seems so typical, though, because, like, Marvel and Disney have been doing that a lot with their movies. And not only that, though, like, it just seems like May is always the big month of the blockbusters. The Avengers, other famous Spider-Man movies in the franchises. It just seems like a lot more movies like that of monumental grade.
Yep.
Get the release in May, the beginning of summer. So it's not a shock. Is it a little bit of a disappointment? Yes, because I think after watching Spider-Man, we're all in these, you know, these next 3 months to huddle and get more excited, but now we have to add 2 more months onto our timeline, you know? Just yep. Sucks. So, but,
and we might be waiting longer for, The Mandalorian, too.
Okay. Yeah. They projected that to be for next Christmas.
No, they...
Right?
They didn't even... So they showed their lineup for 2022, like a little, like some previews, like they do every year for Disney Plus. The Mandalorian wasn't even included. So there's speculation going around right now saying that because of the other Star Wars content coming out, they could push it back to 2023.
Yeah. Yep. Joined here with another guest here tonight too. So cats and dogs getting along. They do coexist in our house, if you could believe it.
It might coexist.
Yep. I mean, we don't know to an extent, I mean, but so far it's proven to be pretty friendly.
That's good.
Yes. All right, so, listen, I have a little bit of Christmas shenanigans for you. And, Zach, we're going to put Lauren on, we're going to put her to a test. Because she is a Hallmark queen. And when we always say a Hallmark queen... I mean, she's always watching movies. She knows them from head to toe. Yeah, I know. I do. I know. Even the cats agree with me on this. But if there's anybody to think Christmas, watches Christmas, loves Christmas, I mean, she decorates, she gets excited for it over throughout the years. I think her mom kind of pushes that to her, too, because she's got a little bit of that mom influence of Christmas time. I said, you know what, I'm going to put some words together. Okay. And okay. I just want to see if you know any of these words. And Zach, I want you to you're the proof here. So, we're going to put her to test. The first word is say.
Wassail. Wassail.
You're going to have to come a little closer to the microphone. I know
wassail,
you got
wassail. Wait. Wassail.
Wassail.
What's a wassail?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
You don't know what a wassail is.
No.
Okay, Zach, she's going to tell us what a wassail is.
Oh, God, that's long.
Yeah. You don't have to read it all.
Merry word that means to toast someone or spend a good time drinking with them.
Hell yeah, that's my kind of word.
As a noun refers to a friendly toast.
Gee, I wonder why that was first on the list.
Wow, that's going to be my new favorite word.
I was just about to say that, but.
Back to late.
All right, so enough with the reading. We already know what that means. So, glasses up. Cheers. Yeah, cheers, friends. Okay. Cheers over there to the mic's hard.
Thanks. Cheers to you, too.
So, now you know what wassail is.
Yes. Toboggan, like a sled.
Oh, very good.
A person.
Zach, what I want you to do is I want you to Google these words, too. So, make sure that you're confirming.
Is a person like money?
We're going to give you another guess.
Okay.
So. It
sounds familiar, but I don't really remember.
What Christmas carol is it in? Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Let it snow, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
No, I don't know.
Which one is Winter Wonderland? No, that is, right? Walking in a Winter Wonderland, right?
In the middle of the snowland.
Right?
I'm trying to think, what's the...
Parson Brown.
Parson Brown. I don't know. Is that a person?
It could be.
Who's
Zach.
Parson Brown?
Zach, tell us what part. Can you tell us what Parson is? No, Zach is Googling these on the other end. So,
okay.
Yes, he's my confirmation guy. Kind of like how we pay a bill and they give us a confirmation number.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my go-to. Yeah.
The next one, are you really going to ask me what chink?
Let him speak.
So this one says that Parson Brown is a term used to talk about a typical Anglican priest.
Okay, like a clergy guy, a clergyman.
Oh. Yeah, and it is from Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
It is confirmed. Okay. Now you could repeat that word.
Tinsel.
Okay, what is that?
Tinsel. is
tinsel. Tinsel is tinsel. No, it's not. So tinsel would be, it's not just for decoration. What movie is that from? Hey kid, can I borrow some of that tinsel?
I don't know.
The Santa Claus. When they're busting Santa out of jail.
Oh.
Oh. Come on.
And the elves.
The elves.
To, like,
yep.
Cut them open.
Yep.
Or cut it open.
So, not just for decoration, glittery material to make Christmas trees sparkle, usually made of modern PVC plastic nowadays, but earlier, more expensive.
Like
because it was
60s.
Metals, lead, yep, copper, or even silver. Some of them actually did have silver.
That's probably what those old trees were made out of.
Yep.
The ones that, like, I think they spun or something.
Yep.
From in the 60s.
And the word tinsel comes from the Latin word scintilla, which means, ooh, sorry about that microphone, meaning spark.
Wow.
How about that? So we're learning something here today. Okay, next Christmas word, Christmas fanatic.
A Yule.
What's a Yule?
Yuletide carol. Singing songs by a fire.
We just talked about Yule before you came on. It's a mule, but with Y-shaped ears.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Isn't Yule a carol?
No.
A
mule? A
mule? A mule with Y-shaped ears.
Here, you
what
read.
What the fuck?
Mule comes from a name for a 12-day
kicking in.
Festival celebrated by Germanic people around water?
So? No, around winter.
Oh, I can't read your writing. Winter solstice.
There you go.
In December and January. Among Nordic people, where the festival was called Jol in Old Norse?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yule was actually connected with the all-powerful god Odin. Like Odin as in Thor's father? Yeah. How about that? So in the year 221, Christian historian Sextus Julius Africanus identified December 25th as Jesus' birthday. Historically, the pagan Yule fell around the same time as the Christian Christmas, so that's why we have the 12 days of Christmas, the 12 days of festival. Bada bing,
wow.
Bada boom. How about that? It's the Yule time. Okay, next word.
Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh,
okay,
Tannenbaum.
So what is Tannenbaum?
I have no idea.
So, well, you were already singing it, so what is it, though? Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum. This was in that movie with Alicia Witt on Hallmark.
Tannenbaum?
Where she got hit on the head, and she was confused and went with another family.
Yeah, Tannenbaum.
Well, they were singing it, and that,
oh.
But
oh,
they
Tannenbaum.
but they were singing the old version, because her family was German. Oh, what's the English version?
Christmas tree.
It's a Tannenbaum means Christmas tree, but it actually means fir tree in
yeah.
German.
How lovely are your branches. Eggnog, we're drinking that right now.
Yes.
There's eggs in it.
Do you know what else is in it?
Rum. Milk! It's cream.
Heavy cream, yep.
Eggs.
And there's probably something that she will never want to know and never want to drink eggnog after tonight.
What's in it?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, I'm totally joking. It's
I don't believe you.
It's just egg and heavy cream. But then you put a
and
little...
spices.
You put the bourbon, and then you put the wicked ass rum in it. And you get a good time.
Wicked ass.
Wicked ass rum. Okay, what is this?
Sugar plum.
Okay,
it's
what
a
is
plum.
It? It's a plum?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm going to say yeah, because you know what? At Dunkin' Donuts, when they had that flavor, it was
uh-huh.
purple in my drink.
It was purple?
Yeah, sugar plum. It's
okay.
A sugared plum.
It's a sugar plum.
Sugar
So it's a plum. It's a plum of sugar. Huh? So, not necessarily. Yeah, it does. It is kind of fruit-based, but...
Boiled sugar candy.
Yeah, boiled sugar candy.
Yeah, it's a sugared plum.
And it could also be with a nut or a fruit in the center.
Wow.
So in slang, did you also know this? Yo, Zach, you'll love this, man. In slang, plum has been associated with all sorts of sweet things.
Sweet things.
So yeah, so when I went online, I was looking up some plum memes, and there was one there. Some funny ones. I won't say.
It's probably dirty.
It is dirty, yes. But just be careful searching for sugar plum memes, okay? You have been warned, but Google could do a good job. All right, we got two more for you.
Oh, nativity.
Oh, okay. And what is that?
Where Jesus went into in the barn.
Okay.
The nativity scene.
It means birth.
Yes.
Yes.
He went into
the barn. Area of birth.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, I don't know what this is.
What is that? A four-letter word. And no, it's not a bird.
Magi? What's it?
Say that again.
Magi?
Magi?
What is it?
Magi.
Magi. I don't know.
Okay, the three kings, the three wise men, they were magi. And sometimes it's kind of referenced to our English that they could be magical people, magicians, or people of importance, people with power. So, yes, magi. Okay, so that was our little Christmas words. And, Lauren, you did pretty good with them. The rum's kicking in over here, guys.
Let's have a wassail.
All right. And you know what? We could. We'll cheers to that again.
Did you tell Zach about me COVID testing you yesterday and how funny it was? Because I really appreciate it.
No, but you could tell everybody that right now. Because before you do tell that, if people are thinking that I sound congested, I just want to let everybody know I do not have COVID. I do have a sinus infection. I have been tested. Came back negative. So it's just that standard. My allergies are hurting me for a couple days, and it's the typical sinus infection that I get nailed with probably three times out of the year. So please, proceed.
So Matt brought home a take-home test, and I mean, the test
two
is... The test is a rapid, so for people that don't know what it is, it takes... Well, this one took only 10 minutes, but you typically don't have to stick it all the way up your nose. But you know what? That's not reliable, so what did... Bless you. What did I do to Matt? I stuck it all the way up his nose, and then he proceeded to turn red and dry heave in the toilet.
Yeah. Zach, she put it up there so far.
Like, it wasn't even that
far. No, it was far. Like, any further, you would have been tickling my brain. But, like, I could taste, like, as soon as it was up there, like, I could just feel, like, I almost thought it was in the back of my throat. So, like, I was gagging. Like, I was ready to fucking puke. And it was, and, you know, like, I'm dry heaving over the toilet. Like, my face is so beet red. My eyes are closed. I'm crying. And, you know, she's in the bathroom, like, laughing at me. Like, yeah, nothing to it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, That's the heavenly touch that I get from my wife over here. So.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yep. Yep. Just like those memes.
What is that? Yeah, dirty memes.
Watch the leak. Just saying.
I'll watch. I don't know if I could put that over the microphone. To be continued. We do have one more shenanigan for the night before we get a little lost here. So, that really is packing a punch right now. I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so I came up with a little riddle, and I was thinking of my poetry class back in high school, how I liked writing poetry. So I wanted to remodify The Night Before Christmas. So I came up with this thing. And you know what? The Night Before Christmas is important. You got to put something out for Santa Claus before, you know, everything happens. He's got to come. He's got a snack. He's got to drink something. Then
I'm going to put out a beer for him.
You're going to put a beer out for him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to share our combos. Okay. So so beer is your beverage. So that's good. But you got to think of a snack. But I'm going to have,
pizza.
I want you to actually read this. This, I wrote this, so. Go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and it was time for bed. I turned off the TV and felt like the dead. Before I cozied in for a long winter's nap, I had to make sure Santa had a delightful snack. Making sure I don't get him too sick, what goodies would pick old Saint Nick?
Okay.
Pizza.
So you're going with pizza for a snack?
Well, that's what we usually eat at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Pizza. So you want to feed them pizza?
Yeah, and because we're from Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And we like pizza here.
Okay. So pizza capital of the world pizza, and what are you giving them to wash that down with?
A Christmas ale.
Okay. That's respectable. I like that.
Or how about the Gertrude Hox stout?
The peanut butter smidgen stout? Yep. Okay. I like it. Zach, where are you going with this one?
Definitely going to give him... I'll give him an SBC orange.
Okay.
No, Zach's going to pick a Mike's Hard...
No, he said... He said SBC orange.
But if he was Santa, he would pick a Mike's Hard...
No.
If he was Santa?
Yeah.
If Zach, she's saying if you were Santa, you'd pick the Mike's Hard.
No, actually, yep. I would pick a chocolate porter from Hershey's.
He would go with the Yingling Hershey's chocolate porter.
Okay.
So he's got better taste than you think.
Yeah, he just likes to drink garbage while we're around him.
It's easy to go down. You want me to cue the comedian drums?
No.
Okay. Zach, what is he snacking on?
Anything he wants to snack on. Open kitchen, buddy. Go find yourself a snack.
Open kitchen. Oh, wow. All right. Well,
hell, that man, that man, barbecue chips.
That man could cook himself some fucking tacos for
and
all
Jenna's
I care.
Brain right now.
The fact that you're opening your kitchen to this guy, I don't know. I mean, that's good. I would think, like, open bar, too, you know? Let him in at the stash, too.
Oh, no.
What is in
your
kitchen,
open
Zach?
Kitchen, but not bar.
He said he could cook tacos for all he wants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the man's got to fly around the whole world. I'm sure he's got to get himself
Santa
a meal.
With a margarita spicy.
There's got to be a bathroom break in there somewhere. Has to be a bathroom break.
Maybe he just finds the Naughty Kid's house and pisses over the Naughty Kid's house.
I'm going to go with something a little more subtle. Right, I'm glad that we're all on the same page of alcohol, because I am going to leave that man a Peroni. Okay? And you know what? Because I think Santa Claus does kind of originate from, I think there is the Italian version of Santa Claus. What was
his
name?
There's all different versions.
Well, I'm trying to think, though. What's the Italian Santa Claus? Babbo Natale. So we'll give him a Peroni, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll leave some pepperoncinis out for him. Peroni and pepperoncinis. Mm-hmm. And we'll make sure that we leave the carrots out for the reindeer.
Okay.
All right. So, that's our little shenanigans right there. Zach, I got nothing left for the day. So. But I think your answer is probably better than any of us. That, man, open kitchen, but not an open bar. The man could eat what he wants, but don't touch his stash.
Mm-hmm.
So I do respect that on his side. Beer is not cheap. I don't know.
I can't.
What does everyone want for Christmas?
We already said that in the beginning.
Well, I wasn't here.
Zach wants something for his truck.
Oh.
It's like the bar that goes in the back bed of the truck to stop things from sliding around.
Matt, what do you want for Christmas?
A headset.
Oh.
Yep.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, what do you want for Christmas? You're
coffee.
Probing us.
Coffee. I love coffee.
You could have other things. I mean, you could make a coffee right now downstairs, and that's what you want for Christmas?
No. Gift cards for coffee.
See, this is where I come down to this. There's got to be something that you want. You
a
know?
Dog. A cat.
You have enough animals. Where we have enough animals. We can't be running a zoo here.
Yeah, oh, actually, Matt, she just...
We could do a farm.
She just picked my brain. I'm changing my answer.
Zach's changing his answer.
Yeah, I want a Komodo dragon.
He wants a Komodo dragon.
Friend wants a friend. Besides her brother. Right, friend?
Yeah, right, friend. Yeah, we'll think about that one. Well, on that note... Let's just put it this way. Next week, we do have an episode coming up, and we are going to recap the Spider-Man movie, No Way Home. We are going to break some things down. We are going to point out some Easter eggs, so we will talk about that. We're also going to talk about Hawkeye. We're also going to recap the South Park post-COVID episodes. So that is our next week episode. And again, to everybody that participated in the Toys for Tots, our Labor Day Lotto giveaway drawing, back in September, that helped us get that big drop off of toys over to the Jessup VFW. We thank everybody that purchased the ticket. And, of course, I thank my other two elves here. Three elves, I should say now. How we became larger as a pack. So thank you to everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say that enough. So, Zach, is there anything that you would like to say before we leave?
No, I'm good. Okay. Yeah.
I think on the count of three, does everybody want to... Yeah, on the count of three, do we all just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas? On the count of three, Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy
and we, and we will
happy Hanukkah. Happy yes. Kwanzaa. All the other stuff.
Yes. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas to all and to all. We'll see you next time. And her made a little bell, and her head went round and round.